You're very welcome back to Horizons. Don't forget that Tomás Kenny is recruiting for this year's trip to Taizé. Tomás, what kind of things could people expect to be doing when they're in Taizé?
They have workshops where they talk about faith. They have fun time. They have morning prayer, afternoon prayer, evening prayer, night prayer. So there's a lot of prayer in the church, which is a fantastic experience for young people.
And a lot of singing and chanting.
Yeah, well, Taizé is famous for a lot of music, you know, like Jesus, Remember Me, hymns like Ubi Caritas that you'd hear in your own churches. They're kind of well known all over the world.
Sometimes parishes are critical of the fact that young people, they partially sponsor them and then they don't see too much of a payback. What do you say to that, Tomás?
Yeah, I know that that's hard. I mean, you'll never get young people to be involved in the church unless you encourage them from, say, parish level to go to something like this. And then you create a link with the young person. So the link is created and you're giving them some sort of incentive to be engaged with church through going to Taizé. So when they come back, there'll always be that link one way or another between the parish, whether it be your priest, your parish council. There'll always be that link between your parish and your young person because they went to Taizé. And you can't really ignore that link. It's always going to be there no matter what, even though they may go to college and they may do their own thing. And that's okay. You can't do anything about that. But again, I'm saying the link will always be there.
And it's up to the parish to pick up that link.
I think it's a two-way thing, really. I mean, the young person, like I do always say to the young people, to stay connected to their parish and try and engage with their parish as best they can. You know, I can't instruct them to do whatever. I'm sure the parish priest and the parish council try to do the same when they come back, to try and engage with them in whatever way they can. It might be trying to get them to encourage more people to go to Taizé next year, or get them to be involved in a parish project of some sort. It is hard. I know it's hard. Some of them disappear off the face of the planet when they get back and you may never see them again.
Young people are on the move anyway because of college and everything else.
That's it. You know, it's not anything that they don't want to be involved. It's just life kind of gets busy once they go beyond 18 for that 4 or 5 year period. But they'll always remember their time in Taizé. So it's never a waste of parish resources to send someone just to experience it, because they'll always remember it.
Josh Egan, you recommend Taizé.
Yeah, certainly. Taizé is a great start for people. Yeah, it's a peaceful week, but also you get to work with different people, like in the kitchen, or do different activities in Taizé. Like for us, we clean different rooms. There's different walks you take with different groups. There's camps that they're on there as well. So it's a great week, and it's a peaceful week as well. But you get to understand who you are for that week, and it's definitely a great stepping stone for what you want to do after that. Like,
just go to our diocese, dioceseofkerry.ie, and under Contact Us, you'll find Tomás Kenny's details. Contact him directly if you have an interest or want to discuss the possibility of going to Taizé. Father Pat Ahern's musical composition, and playing himself in his own words.
This tune is called Rian Fádraig, literally the track of Patrick, but better translated as the footsteps and footprints of Patrick. The words were written by Father Oliver Crilly of Derry, and the music is by yours truly.
Francis Rowland, happy St. Patrick's Day to you.
Thank you very much. And aren't we lucky to have St. Patrick's Day in the middle of Lent? I remember as a child, you'd be hanging on for St. Patrick's Day, and we used to go to see the parade in Dublin, and my father would always bring us.
We used to eat the sweets we'd stored, and we'd eat that store, the ones we'd put away for the first half of Lent, gobble them down, and then off them again.
Yeah, my father used to always buy us an ice cream on St. Patrick's Day, and it was just a great joy, you know. So happy St. Patrick's Day to everyone. And you know, it's a great day for us to be talking about Lent. I mean, if we think of St. Patrick, a man of mission, inspired by the gospel, a man who stretched his sense of care beyond his own country, so came over from Wales, came not readily, came as a slave, but then while here, heard the voice of God. And I think it maybe again, going back to our first Sundays, what was it that we heard God inviting us to this Lent? And how might we live that out now? We're always changing how we respond to God because we're in flux, we're in movement, we're always moving through our lives.
Hopefully we're changing and developing.
Well, that's it. When I think of St. Patrick, you know, as a child, he was kind of an austere figure. He was dressed in a statue we had at home in the kind of the bishopric robes. And really, did I think that his life and my life had any connection? Not really. But today I do, because I think today is Emigrant Sunday, as well as it being the Feast of St. Patrick. The two are always linked for us in the Irish Church. So I think it's an invitation to remember those from our own country who've gone abroad. Those who've gone to America, Australia, England. Those who've gone anywhere for whatever reason. Some have gone seeking work, seeking a better life. Some have gone to be with family members. Some have maybe gone because they've fallen in love with somebody from another country. And as we pray for the immigrants and we pray their sense of connection and their sense of belonging to us as Irish people, you know, is deepened, we think also of those who have come as immigrants here, who are immigrants from their own country. So we think, can I stretch out a hand of welcome, of kindness, of friendliness to the people who've now come and live among us? And I do it, I suppose, on two levels. I do it because I hope that wherever my family are, people are welcoming and kind and gracious to them. And I also do it because I see this person, I think, oh God, it's hard to be far from home. How can we make it a little bit easier for people? So perhaps this weekend, we're very focused on our families. We're very focused on those who are abroad. We're also focused on those from abroad who've come here. And we're saying, happy St. Patrick's Day. May we be people of mission to all.
Thanks, Francis. Do visit dioceseofkerry.ie if you want to hear about upcoming events, such as next Thursday, there's Adoration for the Priesthood in the Church of the Resurrection. All the details on dioceseofkerry.ie. Thanks for joining me this St. Patrick's Day here on Horizons. Thanks to the production team, in particular, Gráinne Quirk. Just a thought for the coming week is from Declan Crowley. Mass follows directly. Enjoy the rest of your day and hopefully you'll join me here again next Sunday morning at 9:00.